I was disappointed it took the government so long to make that decision. But of course, they were trying as far as possible not to close the schools. And you can understand why that's the case. The problem was, term was getting closer and closer. They were getting mixed messages from the government. They were getting mixed messages from the schools. You had some areas where local authorities were saying, we're not allowing children to go back. And then the government saying, if you don't, we'll take you to court over it. So I think we have to accept that this is a situation we've never been in before and hopefully will never be in again. And therefore, decisions are difficult to make and it is going to lead to confusion. But I think we must now say the government have made the right decision. However, what is left a situation is parents hadn't prepared for this. There's the issues of childcare for younger children. What about parents that need to work? And so what we have now is an unparalleled mess that parents now have to try and sort out, speaking to the schools where necessary.
So what about GCSEs and A-levels then? What needs to be done?
I would anticipate that they will do it on what the final outcome basis was last time, i.e. predicted grades, which will then be moderated. I don't think we will go back to an algorithm system where they were trying to work out what would happen, taking into account the ability of the school, the size of the school. That was just a disaster. You have to trust the teachers that are teaching the pupils. They know what grades they should get. They're not going to exaggerate them. And then those assessments will be moderated anyway. So that is a system that needs to be put in place. But importantly, the government need to clarify that system very quickly. So if by the end of this month or the beginning of February, the government has said, this is how the assessment and moderation is going to work, there's plenty of time before results come out for them to get it right and for us to not have the mess we had last year.
And if you had a message for parents, what would you say to them if they've got children who are due to do exams this summer?
Yes, it is difficult, isn't it? Because our society is based on taking exams to get qualifications. There's been lots of talk about continued assessment. In some areas, you do have continued assessment rather than exams. And I think what parents need to get their children into a mindset of is you are going to be assessed. This is not just going to be one day where you take an exam and you pass or fail. You're going to be assessed on everything you do in the next 6 months. So you've got to work hard constantly to make sure that assessment can be made correctly.